All right, here we go. Assume you guys all watched today's game. First of all, our Instant Reaction podcast in the 2018 season is going to be brought to you by our friends at the McFarland Clinic. If you're up there in Ames, I love those guys. They've supported us for a really long time. Dr. Wormy, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Buck. They are the guys on the sideline with the Cyclones. So you need anything, need some work, head there. All right, Instant Reaction podcast, 13-3. Iowa defeats Iowa State. We'll start with the bad, because that's generally what you do after a loss. And clearly the offense. I mean, it was a total mismatch today on that side of the ball. Iowa State's offensive line was just utterly dominated. And we were pretty concerned about that in the off season, you know, about how that offensive line would be. I don't think anybody anticipated it would be that bad today. And Iowa really did up front defensively. Just utterly dominate the Cyclones. Iowa State's best drive of the day was its first, where the Cyclones actually drove it down 71 yards. And then there was a penalty. Iowa State had to settle for a field goal, but you felt pretty good. You know, after that first drive, Iowa State was attacking underneath. They were doing a lot of creative things. And then you don't really know what happened. Matt Campbell really I don't know. It was weird. He was attacking the middle of the field. So Iowa's linebackers, I think if you go back and watch film, Iowa's linebackers really started to get out wide. They were trying to take that away from Iowa State, and they were almost begging them to run up the middle. But, see, this has been the problem with Iowa State really for the last 2 years with that offensive line. It's just they can't run in running situations. They just haven't been able to get any push. And you've got one of the best running backs in college football, and he's only able to – that's David Montgomery, clearly only able to average 2.6 yards per carry. So, I mean, from here on, you've got to find a way to get creative, to open some things up, because this offensive line was really, really bad today. I mean, that was as bad of a performance as you could have had up front for Iowa State, and that clearly makes it really, really tough going forward. I mean, the good news is Iowa State's defense was really awesome, I thought. That's kind of what you would expect from that group after last year. The defensive line started to wear down, I thought, a little bit toward the end of the game, but, man, the linebackers played really well, and they were tested against an Iowa's unconventional on offense. Clearly, they run up with the double tight ends, and, you know, Iowa State won't see many offenses like that throughout the season, and I thought the linebackers, specifically the freshman Mike Rose, was really good. I mean, he was probably the standout player of the game, I thought, for Iowa State. He led the team in tackles with 11. That's a true freshman starting his first game in Kinnick Stadium, which is a tough thing to do. Another note, and this will be a really interesting storyline heading into Oklahoma, is that Kyle Kemp, he left the game in the fourth quarter. And I'm really curious as to the significance of that injury. I doubt we find much out, to be honest with you. They're going to try and disguise that. Zeb Nolan came in, and it was hard to tell because they were really pressing at that point. They were down and needed to move the ball down the field. It wasn't like the normal type of offense. But Nolan was 4-for-10 when he came in. Again, I'm not going to overanalyze anything that he did today. But that makes next week's game against Oklahoma, you know, pretty interesting as far as that goes, because clearly, you know, who's the quarterback and all that stuff. It's a it's something to definitely keep an eye on here as we go through to next week. But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, I just really disappointed in the offense today. You think that I didn't think that Iowa State would come out and score 40 points against this Iowa offense, but I certainly thought that they would be better than, you know, what was the yards per play? It wasn't very good, like 3.4 yards per play today for Iowa State. I mean, just unable to do anything. There were a lot of drops. The receivers, I thought Iowa State's receivers were better than that. And I haven't even mentioned the punts, the shanked punts in a game of field position in a defensive struggle like today, when you have a 13 and a 14-yard punt, I believe, is what they were in the first half. I mean, that really flips the field. It definitely impacted Iowa State. It actually could have been a lot worse. Iowa missed a field goal, and then Iowa State got a stop. So I thought that they were really fortunate to be 3-3 at halftime. But, yeah, clearly a lot of work to do on offense. The good news is – well, the bad news is Oklahoma comes to town next week, and they're better than Iowa. The good news, though, is that Iowa front four was pretty good on defense and you know, that's one of the better defenses that Iowa State will play all season. So, there you go. That's your Instant Reaction podcast. I feel like
hope I covered everything for you. I know a lot of people wanted to ask about play calling, and I totally agree. It was I didn't think it was really inspired either, especially how that front, or you know, that first drive went. Well, Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry are down getting reaction. I'm going to be going on Cyclone Reaction here at the Cyclone Radio Network with Jack Whitfer. So I hope you all tune into that. Thanks to the McFarland Clinic for their sponsorship, and we'll have coverage later. Thank you.